Yo, yo.
Mic check, man.
What it do? What's going on, everybody? What's happening?
It's cooling, brother. Hold on, I know they can hear you, but they can't see you, man. Pull up a little closer. Let them see you, man.
You already know what it is.
Let them see you handsome pose. You know what I'm saying? let them see you. Let them see you.
What's going on, everybody, man? Welcome to our very first episode.
Number one. Numero uno.
A Real Talk Radio, man.
I'm your host, man.
My name is Archie. It's the bro.
You already know what it is, man. Your boy Safi, a.k.a. Black Man, a.k.a. Young Maverick Douglas, a.k.a., you know, I got a million of them, man. The new Huey P. spreading unity through the community, too. They don't know what to do with me. You know what I'm saying, man? The young revolutionary telling the truth because it's necessary, man. That's how we do it, man.
For sure, man. Well, first I want to say thank you, everybody, man. Welcome to the very first episode of Real Talk Radio, man.
This is
unapologetic, unbiased. We're going to say what we say. Say how you say it, how we feel. We're here mostly for like the social injustices, the social, like everything that's dealing with what we're going through in real life. We're going to have people, we're going to have interviews come, people that are, you know, in that field.
Qualified.
Lawyers, EMTs, people that are working in the community.
Mental health specialists.
We touching all of that. So this ain't just your average show where we just going to talk about whatever unscripted. It's a purpose.
It's a purpose behind it. You know, and a lot of people that we're going to be bringing on, they're all going to have their credentials. A lot of them are going to have degrees. Of course, we are also going to give our own personal opinions, but we also want to have somebody with the credentials there as well to give their side and what they have learned through school. So it's not just what you heard from the streets. It's not just what you grew up learning. It's not just what your parents taught you. It's not just what you saw yourself. We want to have some qualified professionals in here as well. So if anyone out there that's watching right now, or if anybody out there knows any qualified professionals who will be certified to speak about certain things that we would speak to, I would love if you could refer them to us, so then that way we could get him on here, get him or her on here. And of course, we're going to shout you out as well, man, because one hand wash the other, both hands wash the face. You heard?
Facts. So if you are interested, if you're interested, just send us a shoot us a text. You know what I'm saying? If you know us personally, if you got our numbers, DM us, so that way we can get you on this show.
Exactly. And we're really not hard to find. If you look on my Facebook, any of my social media, my direct contact is on there. You know, Archie's not hard to find either as well. But real quick, before we get started, I want to let you all know I apologize for that number that I put out earlier, the 855-955 live number. It's in the process, and it will be working very, very soon. But until then, we'll have another number that I would like you all to call. It should be at the top of your screen. Go ahead and take a look for me. Look, I'm talking to you, man. You. Hey, look at the top of the screen.
Hey, why I just look up though? Like, when you said that shit, that's crazy.
Hey,
like,
it worked though.
Like, when he said that shit, I swear to goodness, I just looked up. Like,
hey, look up. What the hell? You know what I mean? Y'all look up too. You know what I mean? The number is 703-951-7003, and we're going to be doing that segment called, what you called it earlier? You said,
what's up? Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest, man.
Get that shit off your chest. So basically, with that segment, man, it's just whatever you're going through that you want to vent to somebody, vent. Just let everybody know what you're going through. Just get that shit off your chest. You see what I'm saying? So hey, say it how you say it. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold back. Just get it off your chest. You know what I'm saying? So, don't be long-winded, though.
Yeah, don't be long.
You got to in and out.
Exactly. It's only an hour show. It's only an hour show.
Don't be long-winded. Let that
we got like a five-minute intermission. So that only gives us like 55 minutes, man. So don't be talking all the time. I mean, you might have to start your own show. Man. We might have to bring you in on your own segment or something, man.
But getting right into it, man. Like I said, this is the introduction. This is our very first show. So we didn't bring nobody. We didn't have a topic. We just want to give the world who we are.
Who we are.
And what's going on with us. So, to start it off, we got some questions for each other. So,
let me say one thing before that.
Okay.
All right, one thing before that. I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir. My fault. I just want to say congratulations. I'm championing and saluting any and everybody that started a podcast or a radio show during this pandemic. You know, I love to see the young social warriors out there, anybody that has something to say that feels like it needs to be heard. I love for people to have their voice heard, to see all of you all stepping out of your comfort zones to start your own podcast or to start your own radio show or to spread the information. We salute you all, man. Congratulations to that, man, because that's awesome, man. The more the merrier, man. My fault, Chris. I didn't mean to interrupt you, man. I just wanted to share love real quick, man. Just share love, man.
Like, listen, so quick intro, man, of who we are. That's all right. So some of the questions that we just gonna give everybody, man, is just like who we are.
Okay.
Just the background, how you dealt with the COVID situation. You know, what keeps you motivated, and how have you benefited from this situation? So
exactly.
You know, this is just like I said, this is the very first show, man. Stick with us. We gonna stick with you.
Exactly.
Rock with us. We gonna rock with you. So if everybody that who know us in the community know that who we are, know that we stand on what we talk about. So, you know, stay with us, because next week, inshallah, like next week, we got somebody, a good guest coming in.
Coming in. We don't want to. We
can't
don't,
expose we, who we it
can't,
is.
Can't
man.
Tell anything yet, man.
Just
you
understand
know what I mean?
That it's somebody of great character and valor. As
right.
They call it.
Exactly. And I see y'all scratching your head over there trying to figure out. See, y'all the people I be worried about.
Yeah,
y'all
man.
Them little kids that was trying to sneak in your mother's room the night before Christmas to see what Santa Claus had got y'all. No. Relax.
Don't DM nobody man. And ask who
exactly.
It is going to be, what y'all talking about. Just understand we're going to be talking about some prison stuff, some prison reform.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Some stuff that's going to benefit, that's beneficial.
Exactly.
So,
all around. All
right. So, that's what we're talking about, man.
So question, Archie, you know what I mean? I know I've known you for, man, close to 20 years now, at least 15. It's been, it's been like 15, 16 years, man. But, you know what I mean? I met you in passing, you know what I mean? But I don't know too much about, you know, your beginning. So, like, were you born in Virginia, or
no.
how did that come about?
Man, listen. So, now I was born overseas, bro. I was born in Antigua and Barbuda.
See, look, I'm learning stuff. See,
in the West Indies, that's where I was born at, man.
Caribbean, brother.
Yeah. So, we traveled. Like, my mom and my pops, they're from Virginia.
Okay.
But I don't ask how. I still try to find out and get different questions this day.
Right.
So I don't. She just rolled. Mom just rolled out. That's all I can really tell you about
it.
She just rolled.
Understand.
And I just so happened to got lucky and was born in Antigua and Barbuda.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? St. John's represent.
Mm-hmm.
So we was there for a little bit. I wasn't there. I can't say that I was there all my life or most of my life. I can't be like that. We traveled a lot, bro. Like, I was born over there. Then I just know we was over back here in the States.
Right.
I was in Chicago with my grandfather for a long period of time.
Gotcha.
Then from Chicago, I know we moved to Southeast D.C.
Gotcha. Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? I was out there for a little bit.
Yeah, I was in D.C. for a little bit.
And then we moved to Virginia. Like,
gotcha.
I've been here for a minute.
Yes, you've been everywhere,
but
man. You've been overseas, but then I wind been Midwest.
Up, but then I wind up rolling,
right.
Going to Maryland. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I'm back in D.C. So
right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's been a journey. Like, my little situation, like, I've been traveling, man, like, a little bit. I can't say I traveled a lot and seen a lot, but I've been traveling a little bit, man. And it's all right. Along my travels, I've been able to meet a lot of different people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've been able to network with a lot of different organizations and a lot of different people who, you know, who've seen my character, who understand, who, like, just see the potential and the passion that I have.
Understand.
So, you know, and then it's like, you never want to, like, for me, I can only speak for me.
Right.
So it's like, for me, I never want to hold that image or that space in somebody's head where it's a negative situation.
Understand.
Like,
understand.
Regardless of, I came to the conclusion, you know, as I got older.
Of course.
Like, we can agree to disagree on things, and the way that you feel, I can't tell you that you're wrong to feel that way.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like, who am I to tell you
I can't tell
how
you
to feel
be
about
mad.
A certain
you know
situation?
Like,
yeah.
Listen, this is what it is, bro. Like, I can't tell you, look, you're not supposed to be mad. Nah, you got every goddamn right to be mad if that's how you feel. You know
exactly.
What I'm
saying? Like, that's your emotion, you know?
Exactly. So,
but how you deal with the emotion is another thing.
That is a different thing. Like,
right,
you know,
right.
You can get mad all the goddamn you want to, but just get mad over there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't, like, don't get mad at everybody
don't come
else.
This way. So, yeah.
And
so,
have it trickle down in all aspects and areas of your life.
So, yeah, that's a little bit about my journey, man. Well, the intro, like, the where I came from.
Right.
What's up with you? What's going on with you?
Man, lucky me, man. Listen, so I was born and raised. All right, so I was born in D.C., Martin Luther King. We lived out there for probably about 6 months. So that's why I don't really consider myself a D.C. native, because I was born and raised in Woodbridge, Virginia, man. Luckily, the same house that I was raised in is the same house that I'm raising my kids in now. that's a blessing. And I know that, I know for sure that that wouldn't even be a possibility if it wasn't for my mother and all of the hard work that she sacrificed, you know what I'm saying, and all the hard work that she dedicated to even be able to put herself in a position to be able to do
that for me. But for us to even get to that point.
Man, he got real sentimental right there.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I shout out, you know what I'm saying? I got to shout out moms, man. Shout out moms, man. That's my hero.
Shout out moms and every other, and every black single woman or every black mother out there grinding 24/7 raising their kids.
Yeah, man, because she did a hell of a job, man. It took me
both of my kids, my son's moms, too. Shout y'all out, man. Yeah. Thank y'all.
Might not get along every day, but we love
you. Might not get along, but I appreciate everything that y'all do. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Now, from the bottom.
Yeah, from all the bottom. From all the bottoms, yeah. Like, please.
You know what I'm saying? Just keep you off child support. So, look.
Facts.
No, I'm playing, man. But my mother, you know, like a lot of young black brothers or minorities or people that come from impoverished communities, you know, my mother and father separated when I was at a young age, around 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say he left. He did try to stay. But more majority of his family is in California. So when he figured out that it wasn't necessarily going to work out between them two, he decided to take the best option, go back to California, try to get his life together, you know, get his money up and everything. And then the plan was to come back over here.
But so did you know your pops?
Yes. I did. All right, so look, now, to be honest with you, I didn't really.
I'm a little jelly right now.
Man, listen, bro. You know what I'm saying? Look, I mean, look. I appreciate him. I appreciate all the knowledge and information he gave to me. You know what I'm saying? But trust me, everything wasn't flowers and gold. You know what I'm saying? Everything wasn't peaches and cream, But no, I did get an opportunity to go to California like 6 or 7 times when I was younger to go out there and visit him, you know, and he definitely did teach me a lot. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing
that's tough.
The way I'm thinking, you know, he was a young Black Panther when he was in UCLA.
Oh, that's why you be tripping sometimes on your post. I understand. You know, that makes sense now. That joint getting on your military.
You know, he was actually approached by Huey P. and Bobby Steele when he was in UCLA, and they asked him if he would join the organization and help lead some of the rallies and help instill some of their traditions and some of their ideologies in the UCLA campus. And to this day, you can still see some of the not the monuments, but some of the work that my father did on the campus, like giving out free lunches to the people that couldn't afford in for lunch. He also helped give out free childcare. For young women who wanted to go to school.
About to go somewhere else. Yeah, this whole intro, man, you know, this intro people, going somewhere else right now.
For young people that couldn't go, you know, that was young women that still wanted to go to school but didn't have anyone to watch their children. Bruh, my father helped instill that into UCLA.
Sidebar, man. If anybody don't understand who the Black Panthers are, slap yourself right now. Just slap life out yourself right now. Welfare, all of that, the government just took that from them. You know what I'm saying? The free lunches, free healthcare.
All of that was the Black Panthers, man.
They started that movement,
man. It was all part of their 10-point program. If you look it up right now, you can go into Google and look at the 10-point program, and you'll see a lot of these socialist economies and these people that claim that, you know, they say that they're socialist or they're democratic. They took a lot of those ideas from that 10-point program, and they're utilizing them today in 2020.
That's a fact.
You know, so just know where they got those original thoughts from, man.
Black shit first, yeah.
Yeah. But besides that, I got mad at my dad. I cussed him out a whole rack of times, man, and then I returned to the streets because I was mad at my dad.
Listen, man.
I was like, Daddy, I hate you. I don't care about all this revolutionary stuff. I'm trying to be on the streets.
And now look at him. He don't care about the revolutionary stuff. Now look at you.
I ain't trying to hear none of that Farrakhan pops. You know what I'm saying? Listen. I'm trying to be on the corner, Dad.
But you know the crazy part, though? But you know the crazy part? Like, I never knew my biological father until I was 20 years old, bro.
Wow.
Word. Like, my stepfather, Floyd Manager, man, he taught me everything, and he was there for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
he
amazing.
Was,
salute to him, man.
Yeah, salute.
Salute to all men that take care of young men like they are their child.
So,
man, like, you know what I mean?
That's, so, like with, my real father, it was crazy because when we was in Virginia, like, I never met him.
Right.
I seen pictures. You know how your mom show you pictures of your dad? You, man.
Right,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you kind of look alike. You know?
So,
I've seen him before.
Like, everybody that knew my father in this, like in Dumfries and all of that, like they was always like, the older dudes was hitting it with the, hey, is your dad name? So I'm like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Oh, he could show play basketball. He could do this and that. I don't want to hear that right now. Like, I don't know him. You know him. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Good for you, right? You
know what I mean? Yeah, for a while, though, bro, like, I was really, like, for a while, I was beefing with my pops. Mm-hmm. For a while, because it was like, dog, I don't know you. I don't, right. like, everybody, all of my friends, all of the dudes that I know they pops, right. even if they not in their life. I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? I just had my step pops to rock with. But at the same time, my stepfather was that guy, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, taught me how to play softball. Right. He took me fishing. I hate fishing, but he took me fishing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
so you know how, though. You know? Yeah, he spent that quality time.
Exactly.
With you,
he taught me everything, for real. You know what I'm saying? But when I first met him, it was on my grandmother's house. So it was crazy because, like, when I first met him, it was just on some staring in the mirror type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this who it is?
Right.
Like, damn, Slim, like, but he's shorter than me. He's shorter than me, but
so you looking down at him.
Yeah, like he's shorter than me, and he's a little bigger than me. You feel me? Yeah, so it's like, man, I should take flight on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt initially. You know what I mean? Like, I should punch you in your shit for all these 20 years. You feel me?
I felt like that.
Like, 20 years of pressure right here, son. But it was a dude that, when I was younger, man, I was in a whole lot of trouble. But I made it.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we're going to get to that later. It's
we got a couple more shows ago, you know.
But long story short, though, a dude told me, man, he was like, Archie, you selfish as shit. And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, you getting a chance to meet your pops. I never met mine and I never will.
Wow.
So it was like, I refer back to that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, at that moment, it was like, I really referred back to that being implanted in me. And I just gave dude a hug, man. And we just started rocking from there.
That's
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying? But the whole time, though.
I know that had to hit you kind of hard. Yeah. Like, maybe not initially when he said it, but maybe when you had, time to go home and you sat down on it and you start reflecting, like, dang. Like, imagine how many of these young guys out here who don't know their fathers, who have no idea who they are. Even worse, they might think that a man is their father who they're not even biologically attached to.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
So it was like,
in a lot of situations.
So it was like, yeah, so now, I say all that to say this, to get back to your top, like, your point. Mm-hmm. Like, it started out like I didn't really care. I didn't rock with him. But now it's like I can call him whenever and he'll pick up and we'll still talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I left all of that old shit. Like, I'm grown now.
Right, right.
So, like, we can't really have that father-son relationship like we wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know you're my biological father. I'm your son.
Right.
But this is my dad, though. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
this
is my dad. This is
the
man that was there.
Yeah.
Through everything, you know what I'm saying?
I might be from you, but this is the man that held me down.
So
like, he was there.
It's a respect.
Me.
Like, my pops gave, like, he gives respect. Like, my older dad, my biological father.
Right.
Both of them, they give respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dad, he never said nothing about my biological father and everything like that.
Yeah, that's dope.
So, it's like, you know, I guess.
So, there was no, like, hating animosity or nothing
never,
like that. It was
never.
Always salute and shit.
Never.
That's dope,
like,
man. Yo, salute to your pops for that.
Yeah,
man, there's a lot of grown, there's a lot of moment
man.
Out there that couldn't do that.
Yeah,
man.
So like now,
the ego
I could call
would get in the way.
And we talk trash to each other.
Right.
Like the last time we was at my grandmother's house, I was still telling him I'll beat his ass in basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told my dad, I said, man, you had it back then, dog.
Right.
I got it now, though. Like,
you better stop playing with him. You know he probably still got that Karl Malone hook on his ass.
I will whoop his ass right now. You hear me?
Yeah.
I will drag him right now.
You'll be shooting his baskets like this, like one behind the head.
For real.
Like that. Look, you know what I'm saying?
We played basketball. Me and my biological pops played basketball one time.
Yeah.
Me and Tommy, we played basketball one time.
Right.
Man, listen. It was like everything that I felt came out in one block shot. I blocked that nigga shit and sent that bitch all the way down the back of the other court. You know?
Stop playing.
I swear to goodness. Like, and what makes it so bad, I did a LeBron chase down on him.
Oh, shh.
Like, man, listen. But nah, that's my man, though, man.
You did one of them joints, like, you ever seen the meme where it's like, when a female try to get into God's phone? And he's like, if you make this one shot, you can give him a password to the phone.
No, hey, listen. Nah, nigga, you ain't getting that.
Oh, my God. He hit the Matumbo on her, like.
But no, it's just crazy, though. Like, I know we sitting here talking about it, but what's crazy, though, is that, like, it's a lot of kids that grow up like us. And I mean, what I mean is, like, you knew your pops. Your pops was in your life.
Yeah.
But my pops, I didn't know him until I was older. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of, it's crazy how like, that's America though.
It
like
is.
That's starting to become some of the norm. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, I'm saying back in the day, but like
well, hold on,
like,
I'm only in my 30s, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm only
in my 30s, but not like in the older generation,
right?
Like they had both of their parents.
They did. My mother did.
Like they went through whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like they went through whatever, and they still was there. So now it's like a point where like, nigga, you get on my nerves, I'm gone.
I'm gone. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Marriage, like, oh, you talking shit? Like I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's crazy, bro. Like, you know, and I'm not taking nothing away from the brothers, or I'm not taking away from none of the family. Like, situations are going to happen. Shit is going to happen.
Exactly.
Where y'all just ain't going to get along, young, and it's going to be that time to do what it do. Like, y'all going to split the part ways. Right. But there's, like,
there's ways you
we
got
to come
though.
We got to come to some shit, like,
how to work at a cohesive, you know, how to work cohesively as a co-parenting unit. Even if we're not as one.
Oh, she tried to carry me. She said, "Archie, not dragging nothing." Oh, shit.
See? Hey, she going, yo.
Oh, man, she talking shit.
She like, I want to get that, man. Yeah, like, I'm trying to get cool. I need the other screen. Which side of my tripod, yo? Which side of my tripod?
Yeah, she talking shit.
I'm going to burn y'all up in these comments,
she want premium basketball. That's all. She tried. Hey, look, that's a slick way. All right, I got you.
That's funny, man. But honestly, I can't lie to you, bro. Now I'm jealous of you.
Why?
Because my father passed away 10 years ago.
Oh, shit.
So even though I had
he just messed the whole flow up. You know what I'm saying? That thing.
So even though you got it, you didn't get a chance to experience him when you were younger, I was able to get little jewels that he dropped. But now I don't have an opportunity to get a full understanding of some of them jewels that I didn't understand. You know, and unfortunately, like I was saying, you know, when I was young, I appreciated everything he did. But, you know, when you turn around 12, 13, you're like, you know what? Where my pops at, man? Forget my pops. So I got real angry at him, man. And the last conversation I had with him was not a pleasant one. And then the next conversation I had with him was a coroner from L.A. telling me that your father passed away.
That's tough.
So,
man,
I say that to say this. Leave every conversation you have at least on a good note. At least agree to disagree. Don't go to sleep angry at your partner. Don't go to sleep angry at your kids. Don't let your kids go to sleep angry at you. If you have a disagreement or dispute, that's fine. But don't never say words like "I hate you" or say things that you don't feel that you will be able to take back, or that is to be detrimental to your relationship if you all don't have a chance to speak again. Because I tell you, there's nothing worse than not being able to go back and say sorry.
Facts.
Or "I apologize," or "I was drinking," or "I was young," or "I was immature," or "I didn't understand what you were trying to say during that moment in time," or "I just wasn't ready to hear what you had to say because I had so much anger built up in me."
Facts.
But it's okay now, because as a grown man, I can look back and I see the error in my ways, and I understand that, yo, people are human. We are all human on this earth, and we all make mistakes, man. So I want to salute to you, because I know that you're a good father. I want to salute to your dad for being a good dad as well. Salute to the gentleman who stepped in your life. And also salute to Cliff Barnhill, who stepped into my life after my father, you know, when my father and mother separated.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's still an active member in my life. And also, shout out to Cliff, he also bought me my first stock when Snapchat hit the IPO. You know what I'm saying?
He's sitting on a little bread now. Snapchat when it first hit.
Actually, young, I lost money on that. Well, actually, he lost money on it. Well, we just keep it between us. Okay. Yeah, man, but it was a learning experience. The point is, he's still teaching me, even as a grown man. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that. So thank you, Cliff. I wanted to salute you because
listen, getting into the rest of these questions, right? So now it's about to get real serious, man, real quick, about who I am. All right, so my beginning was never, like I said, my beginning wasn't all peaches and cream. You know what I'm saying? My mother, you know, she was on drugs. You know what I'm saying? But we came up. You know what I'm saying? Salute my mom, because everything that we went through, everything that we've been through, she still was able to hold it down and keep a level head. You know what I'm saying?
Salute to you.
But I was incarcerated, man. Like,
stop playing. You was incarcerated?
Man, listen,
you was incarcerated. Stop playing. I can't see that.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
You was in jail, man.
But no, you know what's crazy? Like, everybody now, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see you. Good. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's exactly what
I'm trying to get to.
Facts.
But no, I was incarcerated, man, for a majority part of my life, for real, because I was just that little kid that didn't care. Man, but the last bid I was on, let's say that, It was I did 8 years and eight months.
I was gonna ask you how long
8 years and 8 months out of 10 years, man.
8 years and 8 months. That's a doctrine.
Listen, man.
That's a doctrine degree, man.
So, listen, it was the best. All right, so when I say this, don't nobody look at me weird, but I'm gonna tell the truth. It's like the best time I had, you know, because it gave me a time to re-educate myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't look at you funny for that.
Nah, like when you on the street, like when you on the street, I'm gonna tell you something. When you on the street, man, you're dealing with you're in that cycle. You in that bullshit.
Facts.
So you don't understand what's going on. You don't understand you. You know what I'm saying? For real, because you ripping and running. You out here in the street, you trying to go here, you trying to go there, you trying to do this, you trying to do that, you trying to
you
just constantly running. You don't have no sit down and alone time.
Living in the moment.
But when the judge set my dumb ass down for that 8 years and 8 months, I ain't nothing I could do. But I just, like, for real, like I said, I had to re-educate myself, man. I went into a deep understanding of who I am as far as, like, education. Like, I had to re-educate myself on being a black man, re-educate myself on education, religion.
Right.
Like, just, like, me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my makeup.
Yeah, you know like, what I'm saying? Who you are, who you want to be. You know what I mean? Who you want to be.
So it was just like, I went to school when I was incarcerated, man. They was giving out, the federal government was giving out free education. And then what blew me was a lot of these dudes was not taking advantage of this free goddamn
schooling. I saw the same thing.
Like, son, like, how you can't, you rather play dominoes and all this other dumbass shit, but not go to school.
Playing spades all day, exactly. You still ain't got your GED and you 45.
So, like, yeah, like, young. Yeah, I worked out. I worked out. Play basketball. I was doing everything. I played softball. I played soccer with the Spanish brothers.
Yeah.
I did frisbee football with the white brothers.
Right.
I was hooping, like, in every tournament, like, lifting weights. So it was like I was keeping myself busy. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to fall into that jail category and all that other dumbass shit you see in there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
it's real easy to
You got to mind your business.
Away, man.
Yeah,
like,
you
got to
mind your business.
There's more inside than there is outside.
And you got to mind your business. That's the number one rule.
Don't get involved in nothing, business. Man. And please don't gamble.
But
please,
see,
don't gamble,
so my planning, so I actually was holding a group. Like, the counselors was actually, like, cool, and they let me hold a group every Friday called Real Talk.
Oh, that's dope.
So that's how, you know, the radio show came about.
That's where you came from, the name. When you said the name, I was like, yo, that's your heart.
Because, see, listen, because, like, real talk is just like, you just talking. Talk what's on your mind. Speak from the heart. Like, don't.
Facts.
That scripted shit, all that is in the way. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what's coming.
Exactly.
But once you just get it out, real talk, bro, get that shit out. Because a lot of times, us as men, we need other brothers just to vent to.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, brothers that ain't going to judge. Brothers ain't going to look at you funny. Ain't going to look at you different.
Yeah, like, but, you a sucker. Yeah, you soft. You sad about it?
Because our pride, first of all, our pride gets in the way. And then the trust issue gets in the way. Like, you don't trust nobody. All this other dumbass shit. But once you sit there and expose yourself to the other dude and he do the same thing, it's like, damn, I can relate to you now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That trust.
So it's like, I did 8 years and 8 months, man. So,
Some of y'all don't even got kids that old.
So, like, a couple months. So, check it out. A couple months before it was time for me to get out, I wrote Nova, Northern Virginia Community College. Northern Virginia Community College, and I got accepted to go to Nova.
Right.
So,
that's when I started catching back up with you a little bit. I started seeing your movements.
So, the crazy part is, I got accepted, did my financial aid all while I was in prison. I did everything while I was in prison, so everything was ready for me when I came home. So I was just walking through what God already put in front of me. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I got home April 23rd, 2014.
Still got the date.
You'll never forget. You'll never forget the date that you went in and you came out. Home. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you'll never forget how much time you did. I got all my days down.
And you'll never forget the number that they gave. You were a number, so I will never forget those 3 dates.
02-04-395.
You see what I'm saying? But.
April, I was 18.
April 23rd, man, was a sour. It was a bittersweet moment because I was coming home, but I had to come home to my aunt's funeral. You know what I'm saying? So I got out.
That's crazy.
I got out and went straight to my aunt's funeral, dog.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Did you get furloughed out, or did you just get released?
I was released. I came home from Coffeewood Correctional Center.
Right.
And I went straight to Mount Zion Baptist Church
right there
in Triangle.
I know where that's at.
So it was like, literally from one extreme to the next.
I said, how did your mental handle that, man? Especially
I was just going through it, bro. But trying to speed it up. So, like, I just came home, man. And I've just been schooling, bro. Education has always been a big part of my life, but I wanted to be the dumbass class clown. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was that dude. Yeah. Like, man, I ain't tripping about this teacher, but I could pass your class, though.
Right. Yeah, that was me.
You know what I'm saying?
That was me.
So a big part of me, man, I'm 10 toes when it comes to, like, community, man.
One question. I just want for the people to know. Didn't you receive a scholarship?
Yeah, I was Nova.
You got a scholarship, right?
So when I was at Nova,
like,
my intent was this. I knew I was a little bit older, but at the same time, I wanted to check off everything that I had in my list when I was inside.
Right, right. All of your goals.
So
had the goals list.
One of my goals was to play basketball.
Right.
So I came home. I played semi-pro football that summer. Mm-hmm. And then in that fall, I was playing basketball for Nova.
Right, right. I remember that.
I was, like, adamant to, like, defense. So I had 350 rebounds in one season.
Right.
So God. I have the school record at Northern Virginia Community College. You look me up. I have the school record.
We're going to have to check that out. We're going to Google that later on, gentlemen. We're going to Google that to make sure. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
We real talking over here. We're going to make sure he got that record, though.
I got 350.
I believe it. I seen
the
ball, man. You know,
so
I seen the ball. I believe it.
So that helped me get a scholarship to Allen University, HBCU, back in Columbia, South Carolina. Shout out.
Right, right. I remember that, too. Yeah, you see the pictures?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, so I got a scholarship, man, and I was so excited.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
I don't blame
like,
you. How could
got,
you not? But you just came home from doing an 8-year bid.
You know what I mean?
Your aunt just passed away. You're in college again. You're playing ball. Yeah, you get a scholarship?
A whole scholarship, bro. Like,
gosh. Hey, just ask a question. How long did it take you, like, within the time that you got released from incarceration for all of this to take place?
Everything was just like this, bro. Everything. Because I didn't stop.
You never stopped.
So, like, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, I'm still at that point where I'm not stopping.
I see that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're a hard man to get in contact with. I see that.
Hey, listen, man. Got to move. So, like, can't let them know what's going on. So, like, but no, I've just been moving, man. I've just been grinding. Like, everything for me has just been a grind because in my mind, it's like, I never want to go back to prison because that's time wasted. It's time that I can't do anything. It's time that you have alone time.
Yeah.
Like, you not doing nothing, bro. Like,
at all.
Can't make no money. You can't go here. You can't go there. So it's like, young, I'm trying to basically make avenues. I'm basically trying to make platforms for everybody that I know and I'm close to get on and eat. But they don't understand what I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this right here, this Real Talk Radio between us, Doug. It gives everybody that we know a platform to come up here, sit down, do an interview so people in different countries and everything can understand what's going on. Okay, we got a caller, though.
Oh, that's okay.
That's a caller.
That's a caller. All right, all right. Hold on a second.
What's
I know this phone number.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah, I seen this.
Oh, okay.
Huh? All right, just tap it. All right, hold on. I never use a phone. How do I slide? Hold on. Stay there, caller.
He ended the call. Oh, we live?
All right, hold on 1 second. Hold on, caller. Give me 1 second. We just gonna take a brief intermission. It is 7:35. We're gonna return back to Archie's, Archie's history because he has a really in-depth story that I think a lot of people out there need to hear about. Myself as well. But right now we're talking about Archie, man. But
that's the caller right there. Is this the caller right there? No, that ain't.
All right, hey okay. Caller. Caller, we would like to thank you for calling Real Talk Podcast. This is Safi Williams with Archie. How can we help you today?
Are we talking politics tonight?
We can talk whatever. Listen, if you want to get it off your chest, get it off your chest. And everything, Ma.
Yes, anything you want to talk about, feel free to.
Okay, then I'm interested in what the two of you think about Kanye running for president.
Are you serious? Is this rhetorical?
No, this for real talk.
This is a real talk. Okay, real talk.
Yeah.
All right. So, seriously, listen. Anybody that's already I've spoken about this a couple of times on my Facebook page. I'm going to be 100% honest with you, Miss Williams. I think Kanye West is a clown. All right? I believe that he is very insincere to what he is trying to do in this political climate right now. We all know that he's been supporting Trump for the last 3 years, definitely the last two, as well as less than a year ago, he just had a mental breakdown and was released out of a mental institution. Off of that alone, just less than 2 weeks ago, he says that he has denounced Trump and no longer wants to represent him or be beside him. But anybody that knows anything about political science, because it's not rocket science, it's political science, he did not drop his
he did not drop his championing for Trump. Only thing that he is trying to do is steal the Democratic and the black vote from Joe Biden, so that way it gives Trump an easier victory for the next election. So I don't believe that he's sincere in helping the black community. I don't believe that he's sincere in actually running. I believe that it's more so of a distraction, so that way it makes it easier for Trump to be elected. I believe that when he was in the office talking to Trump, him and Ms. Kardashian, I believe that they strategized this months before. And I believe that this is all part of their grand scheme of plan. Yeah. I don't believe that Kanye West is smart enough to really plan anything. I believe he's a very intelligent individual. I believe he's highly creative. Same thing about Trump. I don't believe he's an intelligent individual, but I believe he's very smart when it comes to marketing. Because they have an understanding about the social media. So with that being said, with today being running with social media, I believe that it's a distraction. It's not the cure.
I kind of agree and disagree.
Okay.
I'm going to be that guy, the controversial.
All right, let's go.
So.
Okay, I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
ma'am. Appreciate you, Ms. Williams. Thank you for your time and attention.
Next caller. How you doing?
Hey, you
what's
got
up, man? How you doing?
What's going on?
What's hey, yo, it's a song.
Okay. What's that?
What's going on with you? How you doing today?
What up, song, man? What up, man? It's your boy Problems, man. Lee motherfucking baby.
Oh, what's Lee, going on, Problems? Hey, how you doing today, sir?
I want to shout out the man, Chris Archie, dog. Look, I've heard a lot of good things, man, and I'm liking what I'm hearing with this shit right here, man. It's really looking good, man. So look,
I appreciate it, bro.
I'm calling on behalf of my big bro, black man. What it look like, bro?
Appreciate it, man. Cooler, man. Trying to live the dream, man. Building this empire brick by brick.
Look, man, I'm loving this shit, dog. I'm really loving this shit, dog. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? I just want to send y'all some radio blessings, man. Looking forward to see what y'all niggas do with this shit, man. For real. Good shit right here.
Definitely, man. Most definitely. Yo, and everybody check out for Illy, man. He got something coming very, very soon. Got a Zoom cast coming. You're definitely going to want to check that out. And you know that me and Archie will be constantly guests or be a part of it as well, man.
I appreciate you, man. Appreciate everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that sends blessings my way, man, and send blessings for everything that we doing right now, I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
Definitely, man. No problem, man. Y'all stay blessed, man. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. You as well, brother. Peace, man.
So listen, the joint about Kanye, right?
Get to him.
Now, my take on Kanye, man, is this. I think I like Kanye. Kanye is definitely music. I ain't going to lie to you. Like, listen,
I know. I
like,
know
musically,
how to do it.
Like, listen, musically, Kanye is like one of my favorites. Musically.
I understand. Now, graduation,
like,
college dropout.
Like, that's like, he's one of my faves. I ain't going to lie to you.
I like the old Kanye.
But like, what he's Showing doing, though, like, politically, though, man, it can go two ways. Like,
agreed.
Because look at Trump. Trump ain't no shit about politics, but he in there because of what people, you know, because he had the bread. And then he tried, you know, he finessed. That's basically what he did. He finessed on a political standpoint.
Divisiveness,
yeah,
but I agree.
But yeah, he finessed. He had the bread. He knew some stuff. He finessed. He did. Got in there.
Facts.
So
he
it's
did.
Like,
he did.
So everything could be a plot against, you know, to take the Democratic vote from Joe Biden.
Right.
But at the same time, it is up to the people. The people. If you're going to be naive enough to vote for this man, then this is what you did. You see what I'm saying?
Like, that's the problem.
No, but I'm saying, though. No, no. What
there's
I'm
a
saying,
lot of naive
people out there, man. But I'm saying, though. But that's where it comes to play in. Like,
that's what I'm scared about.
Like, anybody could, if you, what is it, 35 or something like that? Like, if you're old enough to vote, to run, you can run. So it's like, shit, like, if the man want a chance, shoot your shot, bro. Like, I mean, I'm not going to vote for you, but shoot your shot. But I'm just saying, like, shoot your shot. Like, I don't know, man. This is just like.
I just feel like it's a farce, man.
Man, listen. I had an interview today with a nonprofit that they believe in capitalism.
Okay. So, I mean, that's America.
But,
so.
But I'm saying, though, like, they believe in capitalism, and it was like, I'm on the phone.
But they're a nonprofit. How you a nonprofit talking about capitalism?
Listen. I swear to goodness.
So you're not going to tell us the name.
I can't give out the name.
All right.
But
tell me off air. Tell me off air.
I can tell you that it was like a strange conversation because I went on, you know, the website. They got Donald Trump Jr. quotes and all this whole extra shit. So I'm like, oh, man, this ain't going to work,
man. He could barely read.
But no, but see, but the thing is, though, like, I believe in socialism and capitalism.
I believe in it too.
I believe in both of them. I believe that you have to have a balance in both of them.
Me too.
Like with socialism, like I believe that the community should have, like they should be implemented in everything that goes on. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I do believe in structure.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? So that is where, like, that's how I go. Like, I believe that the community, everything that I do, everything that I stand on, Lionheart, like, if you see me, you'll see me in a Lionheart everything.
Right.
So, like, that is solely based for community, man. I'm about service. Like, I love the community. I love trying to help the community as much as I can. I'll try to give my last dime to the community. That's
I've seen them do it.
Yeah, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, I know everybody is not like me.
Facts.
But it's this, that's just me. But at the same time, it's like, it's gotta be a balance in between things. But if we are so naive to vote Kanye in or Donald Trump back in, yeah, I'm independent. But real is real, dog. Like, Slim, you did what? What you fucking up the world?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you and your feelings, you and your emotions, mm-hmm. everybody that votes against you or goes against you, you fire them.
Yeah.
You do this old extra wild shit.
You don't agree with them. Like, you know what I mean?
But at the same time, you're not letting us see your taxes. You're not letting us see that. You're not letting you're not letting us see them finances. So you sliding in somebody's pocket to stop all that.
Supreme Court just stopped that. They just dropped something today for that.
Then you got the wrong people sitting in the wrong chairs. You got the dude. Oh, what's his
name? Ben Carson.
That Bama there. Bro. And then you got
First of all, you're a brain surgeon.
Nah,
you know, you know nothing about the housing community. You don't know nothing about HUD.
What's the dumbass? I mean, excuse me. What's the woman name with the education that don't know nothing like her? The educational lady. Betsy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like
her children was in private school their whole life.
So listen. Yeah. So it's like now. Oh, so now like we gonna go off of this. We ain't gonna use this no more. Fuck that. So now it's like I just want everybody, man, that's watching, that's listening throughout everywhere, man. Listen, they're trying to open our schools back up. No, that's dead. And I'm saying that I'm saying that as a father, as a brother, as an uncle. Like, nah, bro, because my kid is not gonna go to your school and catch COVID and wind up passing away, because then we all gonna have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's gonna be a big problem.
Just because you want, so school systems are basically like, They need your kid to come to school so they can get the funding for your kid.
Talk about it.
If that's what you want to, simple and plain.
Yep.
That's how it works. Your kid has to go to school so they can get the funding for that school.
Right.
And so the teacher, you know, sorry. Let me say this. I apologize to any teacher that this may affect. I apologize for that right now. My thoughts and views has nothing to do with Rhythmics Radio. Let's plug that in there now. But at the same time though, like, dog, I'm not going to send my kid back to school in no physical school, bro.
Right.
Like, they have the money that they kids go to a private school, bro.
Right.
Or they kids are getting homeschooled.
Right.
So how the hell you going to tell me I got to send my kid back to school?
Right.
Or you're not going to fund this program because they're not going to open their school up? That's dumb as shit,
right,
in my opinion. So it's
or
like,
how would you try to get me for truancy or not for me come not on, allowing my kid to go back to school to try to arrest me because I don't want to put my kid in a dangerous, detrimental situation?
I wholeheartedly
that's crazy.
Like, I wholeheartedly think that it should be a lot of virtual classes.
Yeah.
Like, you have the money, give them tablets back out and do school from there. Because that is more safer than sending kids to school, bro, and letting a kid catch COVID
right
in your classroom, go home, and the boy died or the girl died or something. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm not completely informed on this. My wife was watching the school board conference last night, and there was a conversation that they were speaking about. You know, it was like a 5-hour conversation dialogue. Yeah. It was going back and forth. I was working on other things, so I could only like just hear little bits and pieces. But I believe what they're going to do is they're going to send children 2 days a week, and then two to four days a week, and then the rest of the time they'll be homeschooled. And I believe there'll only be a certain amount of children in the classroom per class as well.
So
I'm not 100% informed.
So what they're doing is,
so you could correct me if I'm wrong.
So they rotate the schedule.
Yeah,
it's going to be like rotating schedule.
It's going to be like block scheduling without everybody.
No, what I'm saying is, it's going to be
4 days, no Mondays.
God damn! So they get it, man. Well, can we grow up in this type of time right here? God damn!
That's all right though. That's all right.
But no, what I'm saying, like, that's still. That's like, because you still got the chance. You know what I'm saying? Little Billy or Mikey or Lil Boo Boo.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Some of y'all be sending your kids to skill school dirty as hell, man. Exactly. I ain't gonna lie. Look, man, you know we talking about real talk, man. Like, we talking about it's real talk.
Some
of your kids is trifling. Some of your parents is trifling. Some of you adults is trifling. And you teaching them trifling attributes to your children, bro. I be seeing your kids. They be walking around looking musky. They got yellow trust all on the side of their teeth. I be like, brush, man, in a toothbrush, trust, man. It's like money you trust.
Hey,
you like the dollar bill, but like how a toothbrush feel. Man, give me your keys clean.
Let me say this. I do feel bad, man.
A little dirty ass.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to keep it honest, man. This nigga snapping.
Better bring some sanitizer,
bro, snapping. So, listen, I do feel bad. I do feel bad, however, for, like, the seniors and all athletes. I feel bad for y'all, bro, because it's like, it's messing up your school, young. Like, and if you are a prolific athlete, basketball player, soccer player, track star, lacrosse, wrestling, whatever you do, male or female, and this is your senior year, junior year, or you're that person, this hurts, young. Yeah. Because all of the scholarships that you could have had.
What if the scouts was looking for that for the 12th grade year?
And, and my heart go out to y'all, man, because, like,
I didn't even think about that.
That's tough,
bro.
Be like, your senior year, bro. Like, this is your – you supposed to go down the aisle with your parents at the senior night, and this is supposed to be your basketball shot.
Right.
It hurt, young. Like, I'm sorry, man. I apologize. You know, my heart go out to y'all.
Yeah, man. Really do.
Growing up in
this
time right here, you know, but the best thing that I can say, man, is for everybody to start staying safe, bro. Like, keep the face mask on. I know y'all eager to go to Babylon and shit like that, man.
Right.
Y'all eager to go out. Nah, dog. No.
I ain't gonna
stay
lie.
In, cuz.
My man just told me to go to the bar tonight after the show, bro. I was like, man, I'm trying to, you know, because he at work or whatnot. I'm like, first of all, I ain't drinking. Like, I'm not drinking no more. I'm cooling on the drinking.
Okay.
But second of all,
one day at a time?
I don't want to. Yeah, we more on like 30 days right now. I'm about to get my 30-day trip tomorrow, guys.
I
had alcohol in my system for about 30 days, you know what I'm saying? So I feel good about that.
Last night. My bad.
Hey, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
My bad.
But I had to tell my bro, I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to go to no bar. You know what I'm saying? Right. Even if I wasn't drinking, I'm not trying to go to the bar with a bunch of people drinking, passing drinks around each other.
Listen,
you know
they
laughing, joking, spitting on each other.
So listen, I watch the news. I watch the news like every day. I watch a little bit of the news every day. You know, you can only watch a segment because it's going to be the same shit. So I'm going to tell y'all, man, COVID is serious, bro. Like, everybody that has been playing with COVID has caught COVID. Every politician that kept faking, that kept talking shit about COVID, they have caught it. The president of Brazil, he now has COVID, and he was joking about it.
Oh, he deserved it, though.
You see what I'm saying?
He deserved it.
And the dude in Florida, the governor in Florida was talking shit. Now look at him. He's trying to backtrack. So basically, young, this is a serious, serious time right now, young. And, like, I know we don't like to be caged in. You know what I'm saying?
Don't.
Like, don't nobody want to stay in the house all the goddamn time. But I'm going to stay in the house if it's going to make sure that my family's straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, my son, I know you want to go outside. You can't go outside right now. You know what I'm saying? Not right now. So it's tough, bro. Like, it's like
it is.
COVID is like play at your own risk type game. You know what I'm saying? Like Jumanji.
It really
like,
is, man.
Like Ouija board. like that joint like a Ouija board. Like play at your own risk.
Risk, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like play with me if you want to.
I will say this though. The good thing about it is, at least not a good thing about COVID.
Shit, the good thing is niggas washing their ass. That's what the fuck the good thing
man,
is.
Man, Bama still ain't washing their ass.
That's
true,
too.
They rather use sanitizer than wash their hands.
That's
crazy. They want to try to wash their hands with sanitizer. Like,
and wash their private, you know what I mean?
They got soap in it.
You know what I mean?
That's why you burning and chipping up now. Listen, so, but no.
Rashes everywhere.
The one good thing I was going to say is about the COVID, at least in Virginia, is that our cases are declining. You know, they're not on the rise.
High,
they're
that
not
shit
spiking.
High, bro.
I'm not saying it's not high.
That shit
I'm
was
saying
high,
out
bro.
Of all the other states, ours are on the decline. We're not gaining more cases. We're dropping
okay.
down.
Okay, hey,
so we're dropping down. So.
Hey, listen, I'm standing out. Leave me alone. Listen, leave me alone, bro.
I can
like,
dig it.
Listen, I go cut hair, right? I cut hair. I do. It's a lot of things that I do. Trust me. I have my face mask, gloves on. Look here. I take my clothes off, get in the car, take my clothes off, put them in a bag. Them joints is gone.
Right.
So, look, man, like, my thing is, like, just be safe, bro. Like,
exactly.
Be safe and be smart about what you're doing. Like, hand sanitizer, everything. Like,
so it's funny. Nice little segue, right? We got the Water Wars.
Oh, yeah.
We got the Water Wars bash this Sunday.
Jesus. Hey, look here.
Nice segue.
Oh, man, look
nice
here.
Nice segue, right?
So
listen, so we got the Water Wars bash
this
Sunday.
Tough. And we talking about it's that Sunday. Shit, and we about to mess up the whole function.
No, you just, yeah, I was trying to cut you off a little. I'm like, yo, we going up. We doing good, bro. We good right now on the COVID.
So listen.
Right, we not going to be right, in the classroom.
So this is the part of the show where we try to backtrack a little bit because we done already crossed this threshold. So we got to bring it back a little bit. God damn.
You take
this so, over. I'm done.
Shout out everybody watching right now. Just wanted to tell you all, man, we're going to have an excited time this Sunday at the Water Wars Bash at Rhythmics Audio. Here's the location, guys. We're going to be at Rhythmics Studio, okay? I'm going to go ahead and put out the flyer tonight. But to let you all know.
Hey, listen, only 10 people coming. Fuck it. This is like
we're trying to keep
like,
it as 50.
I'm joking.
Nah, the reason why I didn't release a flyer initially, you know, I've had the flyer since Monday.
Yeah, you thought you was slick too, dog. Hold on, y'all. You thought you was slick. Talking about I'm going to put out a flyer, time and location. So my dumb ass, I'm looking on Facebook and Instagram like, this nigga still ain't put out no flyers.
Then he
go on live talking about, I'm going to send you the location tonight. At 7:35, I like that. That was a nice marketing. That was a nice marketing too.
I appreciate that.
I like how you did that. That was a nice marketing. Keep their ass engaged.
Hey, but so we fucked up the whole marketing when we switched to the COVID situation. Then I segue into that. It's all good. We learning, people. We learning, all right? We won't do that on the next one. But listen, honestly, the reason why I didn't put out the flyers is because I don't want 1,000 people showing up. I don't want hundreds of people to show up. We have a nice little area where we'll have enough space where everybody can keep their distance away from each other, hit each other with balloons. We're going to have little sanitation tables as well. I'm going to have sanitizer out there. I have some masks as well for anybody that would like one. And we're only going to be doing it for 2 hours. It's not going to be no all-day event.
So bring your mask with your ass. You hear me? Bring your mask
with your ass, man. Like, it's only going to be 2 hours at Rhythmics Audio. We're going to be outside. It's a huge parking lot with a nice meadow, okay? So that's why I did it like this, because I don't want 1 million people to come. I want to stay safe. And honestly, I don't know if I'll be able to sleep at night knowing that I contributed to somebody, one of my friends, supporters, or fans getting COVID, all right? But I do understand in this turbulent turmoil situation, this life that we're living in during these times, that people do need a little bit of fun. I know there's a lot of hostility and animosity going out there with racial relations and tensions. There's a lot of things that's going on in the political climate. There's a lot of things going on in each and our everyday lives, whether it's you're on the first phase, the second phase, the third phase, whether you're got your unemployment, whether you're doing your filing your PPA. What was it called? The PPA?
PUA.
The PUA. It's for anybody that has their own personal business, small business loans,
hey, listen,
or if you're a 1099, or if you're a 1099 contractor, you all need to go to government, was it gov2go.com. Go ahead and download that app, and it will help
you. But listen, I'm
going to
tell you like this, though. Your ass got 30 years to do it. You got to pay that bitch back. Don't act like you just going to take them people money.
Hey, listen,
you gonna have to pay that. So if you ask for a big amount, you gonna pay it back.
You gonna pay it back
one way or
they
another.
Gonna keep the money
back. Oh yeah, you gonna kick back now.
And trust me, it's gonna be just like it is with your student loans as well as your hospital bills. They are not gonna let you put that
not
on your bankruptcy.
Not at all, cause all
right, you're gonna get. Oh, they're gonna want all of that back, and they're gonna get it one way or another, whether it's through your taxes federally, taxes state.
Believe
you're gonna get the money.
Oh, they're gonna trust get it. Your
you
house,
you're gonna pay
car,
everything and some, bro.
So if you try to take these people money for your small business and go splurge, just understand whatever car you got gone, whatever jewelry, fake ass teeth you try to get, the splurge Balenciagas
for the girls
they gone. So you better use this bread wisely now.
You should have just went to Ross.
You need to pay off all your goddamn debt when you get
that's
this loan
it is, man.
That's what you need to do. Listen, move this out the way.
Hey, go ahead, man. Hey, talk to him real quick, man.
For everybody that's watching,
hey, tune it to my man Chris.
You get this goddamn bread. Listen, take the money and get out of debt. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the bread that we getting. Like, so listen, this is the real part right here. We only got a couple minutes, so I'm going to keep it honest with you. So, Young, credit is king right now. Like, this is like, let's keep it honest. This is like a little financial tidbit. But, like, credit is king, bro. Like, it's like nowadays, if you ain't got good, fair credit, your ass can't get nothing. No apartment, no nothing. That's what they're checking for. So, if you have bread, if you're getting a little bit of money, get good get your credit straight, bro. Get your credit straight. Stop putting shit in your kid's name.
Right.
Like, get your credit straight so you can put it in your name.
Man, go ahead and get yourself a little secured credit card, man.
That's it. A secured credit card from Capital One is only $200, bro.
It'll build your credit.
It's only $200.
And it's your money. You don't got to pay it back. It's yours.
So, like, man, you get a small business loan. Like, so listen, you get a small business loan from the government.
Because that's what it is, a loan.
That's it.
It's not a gift.
Do what you have to do to get your credit straight, bro. I know. People ain't, we wasn't financially educated when we were younger.
Fact.
So it's spewing over today. But bro, listen, get your credit straight. You got better, you have more opportunities to present it to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can be able to do more shit.
Exactly.
It's simple. Like, don't get no credit card. Think just because they gave you a $10,000 loan, you ain't got to pay that shit back. No, you're going to pay it back or they're garnishing everything.
Yeah, I learned that at 18, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to get that little quick. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, we tore Vixens up, though.
You know what I mean? See, look at you.
Hey, we was lit. I was 18, bro. I spent the whole 10 stacks at Vixen, man. We was in that joint turn. That's for another day.
Yeah, but nah, man, I just wanted to get y'all that, man. Like, it's important. Credit is important. And before we get out of here, man, on a real positive note, I'm going to say something. He say something. So, like, you know what's going on in the world. We all know what's going on in the world. We see what's going on in the world. We feel what's going on in the world. Pray. Make sure you pray. I don't care who you pray to. You know what I'm saying? Allah, Buddha, Jesus.
Ja,
like, get Ja. You know what I'm saying? Like, pray, man.
You can pray to the Anunnaki if you want to.
Pray with your family, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because in these are times where saying I love you today, in a couple minutes, they be gone. You know what I'm saying? So things are really getting serious, man. And let's come together as a community for the community. You know what I'm saying? When I said this a couple weeks ago, I got beat down.
Oh, man.
But now it's coming to fruition of what I said. Look. So, like, listen, man, we are the community, man, so we have to stick together, period. I don't care where you are in the world, Africa, the UK, London, wherever. If you hear me, if you hear my voice, just pray, man, and come together for the community. You know what I'm saying? Because stronger, man, we're stronger together than, you know, divided. You know what I'm saying? So just let's come together. That's what I got
to
give.
That's love, man. And just to build off what he was saying, man, you know, we all need to come together because it's easy for us to be broken as one. Like, for anybody that has long hair out there, anybody that has locks, anybody that has braids, you know that one strand is weak. You can snap it like that. But when you get 5, 10 strands together.
I got waves, bro.
They locked. Exactly. I got weaves, bro. You know what I'm saying? But when they get intertwined together, they become indestructible. And then unbreakable. And that's the same way it can be within our community as well. Just to build off what he's saying. The only thing I got to say is that health is wealth. Everybody, please do your best to take care of yourself. That means eat right. Make sure you get enough sleep at night. Make sure that you're working out. I'm not saying that you got to go to the gym every day. Just do a couple of push-ups. Do a couple of jumping jacks. We're all getting older out there. Nobody's getting any younger. Trust me, the older we get, we have a lot more symptoms and we have a lot more things that we need to worry about, whether it's from diabetes, whether it's from Alzheimer's, whether it's from our lungs, whether it's from our knees being going bad, whatever it is. Make sure you're in the best condition that you can so that way you can handle any adversity that's going to be thrown your way down the road, and that way you also be able to be there for your children. The other one I want to say is success is stress, all right? There's no way that you're going to be successful without dealing with stress. I see a lot of things with our community and just the way I'm only talking about community. I'll talk about myself. When I was younger, I used to run from pain. I used to run from adversity. I used to run when things got hard.
I still do
sometimes too. I ain't gonna lie. But like nowadays, I check myself running. I'm like, nah. We got to go head on to it.
So just
know that success is stress, man. And if you're stressed out, then that means that you're probably doing something right, as long as it's the right stress. But don't have that negative stress as meaning that you're in somebody else's business. You're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. That unwarranted stress, that unneeded stress, that stress that was never needed from the first place, but for you doing the dumb stuff that you're doing, now you got some extra things on your table.
Bro,
and we should be trying to scrap them off and put things on the table to eat and feed.
Facts.
And the festive.
So listen, real quick. So we got a couple more little minutes, but I wanted to just, like, we got the okay to keep going a little bit, so we can get this in.
All right, let's get it.
So, like, listen, man, I know a lot of people, and all of you that are tuned in or can hear me, this is to you. Yes, this is a subliminal shot. So everybody that I do know, I'm going to tell y'all, I love y'all, but we got to do better. And what I mean is this.
Yes.
The money that we get during this COVID time, COVID helped me to, like, focus on businesses. Like, to focus on businesses. Like right now, I have three businesses that are registered in Virginia.
Shit, let me get a job.
I got a business. Let me get a job. I got three businesses that are registered in Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm about to jump head over heels and do all three of them right now.
Right.
But the fact that I have three.
The foundation is laid.
Exactly. So I go from Lionheart was founded in Maryland when I was living in Maryland, but I have the business entity as a foreign entity to work in Virginia.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk that language.
Yeah.
So talk about that foreign entity. They don't know about the foreign entity.
So
they think you're talking about immigrants.
So, like, I can work in Virginia and Maryland and in D.C. So I also have a barbershop. I also, like, a barbershop business license that's coming. And my next baby that I really can't wait to work on is, like, an Islamic Resource Center.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
And the way that I'm functioning it is – just because you hear the word Islamic Resource Center, don't get nervous, okay?
Don't get nervous. It's good.
What it is the center is just basically going to be for education. Everybody to understand what Islam is. You know what I'm saying? It's not on no negative shit. So listen, we not terrorists. We not none of that. Islam just means faith, man. Like, Muslim is one who submits to the will of God. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. Don't overthink everything.
Right.
Like, they're terrorists. No, we're not.
Nah.
We welcome everybody. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I stand on what I stand on. I have studied religion. You know what I'm saying? So, I just want everybody to understand. So, like, that's going to be my next baby because I want that to go into the prison system. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to send, you know what I'm saying, send it where it's supposed to be going. You know what I'm saying? Like, education. I want everybody to get educated. Like, you don't have to be a Muslim to know what Islam is.
Facts.
You could be whatever, just for your education.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
knowledge is power.
I studied Christianity. I studied the Bible. Don't get it twisted. Valley Forge College, you know what I'm saying? Theology school. You know what I'm saying? I did all that. So don't think I don't know. And the reason why I studied every religion before I took my Shahada was because I never wanted somebody to be like, you don't know.
Right.
I can sit and pray with everybody, but you know what I'm saying? I'm grounded in what I believe in. So COVID helps. Like, young, take this time. And what I mean is take this time, man, to think about your passion. Think about what you're passionate about and right. Go get that shit.
Go get it.
Like, go get that shit. Go do it. It's $100. In the state of Virginia, it's $100 to get a business license.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this again.
It is
$100 in the state of Virginia. To get a business license. Same $100 you about to go trick spend on whatever, listen, go take that and go get you a business license,
bro. Yeah, because you wanted to go get a Vic or some Runts, you know what I'm saying? Because you want to go get some cookies and all that, you know what I mean? Because weed is kind of decriminalized, because it's decriminalized in Virginia. Take that $100
you can take that $100 and get a goddamn lawnmower in business. Like, you can just take your lawnmower door to door.
Right.
That's your business, though. You know what I'm saying? You be able to leave. So, me, the reason why I'm doing everything and I'm trying to put my hands into everything is for a couple of reasons. One, generational wealth. I want to leave my sons and I want to leave my kids some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, sir.
Bottom line. I want to leave my kids some shit. When it's time for me to go, I want them to be able to be like, well, damn, dad had five businesses. Which ones we going to take over?
Right.
That's what I want. That's the very first and foremost one. The second one is because all of these brothers that I know that may not have a job, I'm trying to be able to give them one. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, the brothers that are coming out of the prison systems that may not can't get a job, I want to be able to try to give them one. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless what it is. Like, being a secretary, an admin, like, washing, cutting the hair, whatever you can do, I'm trying to make sure. I do basketball training now. So, I know a lot of hoopers, look, come rock with me. You know what I'm saying? It's not no pride shit. Just come rock with me. I'm trying to help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so is I'm trying to do a lot, man, because I want to give back. I want everybody to be able to eat. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's about creating that lane. I'm in my own lane. I don't care about nobody else's lane. I don't care what nobody else is doing. I love you and I respect you, but this is what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's where my focus is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's dope.
That's where my focus is.
That's rehabilitation right there.
I got a couple more businesses that I'm trying to get to. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's all about
work.
It's about, yeah, man, it's about motivation, bro. Like, I never had shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, now I'm getting older. I want some shit. You
want
know what
some
I'm saying?
Shit, right? Yeah.
Like, I want some shit.
I'm trying to get everything you know that was deserved like, to me and some. You know, I'm coming back for all of that.
Like, dog, I want some shit. Like, you know, I don't want. It's not about somebody saying you can't get this, you can't get that. It's about my kids, bro. Like, right. my two sons, like, I want them to be like, Dad did this. Yeah, Dad right. messed up in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Dad really was messing up. You know what I'm saying? But look what, you look know what I'm saying? Did. Look what our father did.
A true success story. You know a true hero.
Like, I got a son with autism. So, I'm head over heels with that.
Right.
So, like, I'm in Autism Speaks. I even did the 40-hour RBT, Registered Behavioral Technician course.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's like I can relate to my son.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I did that course just so I could relate to my son. And now, not thinking that, damn, me having this education can go into my nonprofit because I can start working with kids and helping kids with special needs.
Facts.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's dope, like that one skill just set up everything.
That's dope.
So now it's like you can't say I don't know. Because here go the education to show you.
Right, right.
I'm not a dumb nigga. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not your average dumb individual.
Right.
Don't ever look at me as like a dumb individual. I go to school for sociology, psychology, and social work.
Mm-hmm.
So just because it's like you would never, I would never be in a position to where somebody be like, you don't know what you're talking about. Shit. Hey, who you talking to?
Yeah.
Who you talking to? Like, I'm not dumb, bro.
You got
like,
me twisted.
Yeah. Who you talking to? Yeah. Like, because you hear it when you're young. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
When you're younger, you hear the older people be like, nah,
y'all don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking
about. You know what? You're right. Hold on. I'm about to find out. Like, right. You got me. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what that's basically what it is, man. That's what we do. And the brother Safi, man, I know, like, we've known each other for a while.
Long time.
We actually met in jail.
In jail, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
In the mind dorm, matter of fact.
Yeah,
in the men's direction.
We met in a religious dorm.
In a Christian dorm.
In a religious program.
Rehabilitation program.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we met in a religious program.
And it was like, at the time, we still was in the Christian program, still cussing and just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it was what it was. But
I learned a lot from it, though. I definitely gained a lot from it. Shout out Chaplain Perez, too. And Chaplain Glenn.
I can't say him.
You don't
man.
Like that? Like, you don't like?
Nah, like, Perez just be acting funny now, dog. Like,
see, I was there his first term.
Oh, see, I've tried to reach out to Perez on some, hey, this is what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Oh, he Hasa Diddy?
Yeah. It was like,
it got to his head.
Like, damn, Perez, like, I know who
was
funding you.
Book. Right.
Like, I know the guy that was funding you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I could be the big dog.
I could
dog.
Be Perez.
I could be the big dog and shut this whole operation down.
Shut up.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But nah, like, like, I know I could shut this whole operation down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But all jokes aside, though, me and Safi, bro, we actually met in jail. You know what I'm saying? And it was like one of the things where we instantly linked and we clicked.
It was ASAP, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was like we fed off of each other. Like, yeah. Mentally,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you meet some brothers, when you meet some people, it's okay, yeah, oh yeah, that's that mind dome, yeah, hey. Justin, Mr. yeah, Justin, yeah. So like when you in the program, it just teaches.
Hey, shout out Pastor Peyton too, man.
Hey, yeah, listen, my mom and dad go to their church.
Bro. Oh yeah,
my mom and dad go to his church.
That's my man.
So it's like it's crazy, right? Because it's like. Like, I was still, when I was locked up, I was still trying to be the good person. Like, I was still sending my tithes and everything when I was locked up.
Mm.
And then it was like, I was able to get my mom and dad at the time. My mom and dad, you know, they was living their life.
Right.
But when Pastor Peyton and them came, I was able to talk to him and get my mom and dad in this church. And they've been there ever since.
That's deep.
And, like, their lives have changed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
even though my life is, I'm not living a Christian life. I'm a Muslim. Like,
right.
I'm relatable to everyone.
Right.
Don't ever think that just because I believe something that you don't, I'm not relatable to you.
Right.
Understand that I've walked there before.
Right.
And I understand. I never said that I was a Christian. Never. I always said that I'm a believer in God. You know what I'm saying? Always. Because I study to show thyself approved. That's
what
the words say.
We're going to get to religion
on another episode.
We're definitely going to get real.
You know what I'm saying? But long story short, it's just like, the way that I view my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I go through it so other people can learn from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do what I do,
right.
Like, so other people can learn from me.
And
it's like, I see you with the music. It's like, damn, bro, I got another little Facebook Live joint going. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I got bars on deck.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I got a rocket joint waiting, man.
Like, yo, like, it's like motivation. Like, this is like a brother to me because...
Vice versa.
Because it's like... I see the motivation, and it's like I know when I call on him with some motivated shit, I'm going to get something. It's not going to be a yes-man term. It ain't going to be like, well, listen, I was thinking about this. Sometimes, right. Like, sometimes Sophia spin me and send me on the educator role, like, hold on, I wasn't even going there, bro. Like, wait a minute. All right, okay. But he gives me that perception to think, though. And that's what we need. You know what I'm saying?
You do the same for me, too.
So it's like iron sharpens iron. This is my iron right here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
man, I appreciate you.
That's where we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I want to say something to back off of what he was saying. It's similar, but it's not the same. It's for anybody that's coming out of jail, is coming out of prison, or anybody that has went through any situation in their life, and you may have a felony on your record. I was talking to a very inspirational person to me who I've looked up to for most of my life today, and they gave me some good words of information. He said, I saw a post that you put up the other day, and you were talking about you a felon. They said, don't call yourself a felon. You have a felony. Don't ever put your label on that. Don't ever put that label on yourself.
Facts.
They said, when somebody catch a misdemeanor, do they walk around saying, I'm a misdemeanory? Huh? When somebody get a citation, do they say, I'm a citationer?
Damn.
No, they made a mistake. So why is it that because you have a felony, that you have to be labeled as a felon and classified that, and that is who you are. That's who you are labeled as. So I just want to say this to any brother that's been incarcerated or has went through anything. Stop calling yourself
or any
felon.
Sister.
Any sister. Excuse me. Any person, male or female, or if you're confused in between. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care. Don't classify yourself as a felon. Just because you had a felony doesn't mean you're a felon. It means you made a mistake. It's the same way as if you ate a cheeseburger. Are you a cheeseburgerer? No, you like them. It's something you had, all right? So I'm going to stop calling myself a felon from this moment on. I spoke to the person earlier, and I was like, you're right. Let me stop classifying myself as a felon because it's something that happened to me, something I did when I was 18 years old. There's no reason I should still classify myself like that 18 years later when that's not who I am.
And if you're a felon, let me say this. If you are a felon, so what?
So
goddamn what?
What does that mean? You're not
stop
intelligent?
Acting like
you're not smart?
So listen, man.
You don't
know
as much as the next
man. That's a perfect start for you to start your own business.
Yep.
Period. Because you know that if you try to go out there, try to get one, they might slam the door in your face, and you know how men especially are when it comes to rejection.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
My
so
pride get in the way, boy.
So it's like, young, take that same pride and that same energy before you go pick up the pack or before you go do
whatever
what you were doing.
Young,
go get your own goddamn business, period.
And pray on it. Meditate
That's
on it.
It,
man. It takes time, bro. Like, it took some of us 20 years to get to where we are. You
and
know,
we
when
still
we
ain't where we at.
Exactly, man. Like, I'm 36 years old. I just started changing my life maybe around 10 years ago, man. I started changing it around 15 years ago, but I'll say seriously, 10 years ago, I was like, I have to make a change. And I really didn't even make that change until 6 years ago.
Right.
And I don't even feel comfortable with myself until last year. And I know I still got work to do. So, you know what I'm saying?
So,
but
yeah.
Listen, we appreciate all y'all.
We appreciate everybody. You know, we just, you know, it's our first show, man. We just appreciate everybody that tuned in, that are here, that came through. You know what I'm saying? If you just briefly came through, then rolled out. Appreciate y'all. Everybody
cool.
That's listening.
Yup.
Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
Shout out y'all, man. Real Talk Podcast. Rhythmix Radio Station.
Yeah.
You got Maverick Douglas. You got the King Guard. Y'all know the vibes. Holla at your boy. I had to do that.